regular session. We have finished item number 13 and we'll move to item number 14, which is a contribution to support public art grant and the Lapine Arts roadmap with Arts Central. So if the cheerleaders will come forward. Please have a seat and state your names and address. If the little light down by the button is red, then the microphone is on. If not, push the little button.
You first.
Okay.
My name is Deborah Allen, and I am the Arts Education Director for Arts Central. Just need my address.
Ben.
I'm Jennifer McGee. I'm a math teacher and art teacher at Lapine Middle School, and I live in Lapine.
Okay.
Math and art.
Council, I would just comment on the idea that this, you all know that we partnered with Arts Central to do a mural in Lapine. We Arts Central applied as our partner to Arts Commission of Oregon for a grant, $7,000 grant. It was received. And we have $5,000 in the budget for this effort. And what we'll hear tonight, as I understand, will be a description of where we are with the process. And I'll turn it over to you.
All right. The partnership between the City of Lapine and Arts Central began when our Executive Director, Kate O'Hagan, and Mayor Ken met and began to look at the Ford Family Foundation Community Vitality Report that came out, and they were looking at the benefits of arts in a community. And one of the things that came to mind was an arts council for the City of Lapine, and also what type of edification projects that we could do in the downtown area to build community, to engage people, both youth and adults, and create a sense of pride and belonging in the city downtown proper area. Jennifer, would you like to explain our relationship and how you and I became linked?
So Deborah and I met through the, Studio to Schools grant.
Can you hear in the background? Can you hear? Please,
speak up.
Jennifer.
Use louder teacher voice? Okay. So we met through the Studios to School grant that Lapine Middle School has been involved in for the last 2 years. It's a five-year grant to promote arts in the schools, and we've teamed up with the Sun River Music Festival that sort of runs the grant. And Deborah and I met because when Mr. Brown retired, he used to be our art teacher in our little school. And since I have an art background, I was the next one that got to be the art teacher. And I'm a good artist, but I needed a little more help with curriculum and projects and ideas to do with the kids. So through the grant, we were able to team up and get a little bit of training and planning. And I've had a few artists in residence come and work with me and my students and learn some more stuff. We just did big colorful paintings. It was awesome. So you'll see them at Art Night when we come to Night of the Arts, so y'all come. And that's how we met. And Deborah brought up to me that you guys were making a mural, and I thought it would be really cool to if our kids could get involved, because I think having the kids involved and seeing something that they've done with the community helps instill their pride and also helps, you know, them take care of it really well so that they have some sort of link to it. And Deborah said, oh, let's do it together. So I said, hey, whatever you want to do, the kids are willing, and you know, we can make it happen. So that's it.
And to explain how the mural will, the process will come to be. So Jennifer and I have already began part of the process. We have teaching artist Paul Bennett, who lives in Sisters, who is a renowned artist in this area, and actually internationally, so we're lucky to have him in this area. But he has done several murals, and he is giving us a sliding scale on his hourly rate to participate in this project. We need to be very, we've been very organized because he lives in Sisters, so we know that we want to reduce the number of trips that Paul needs to make to South County to keep our budget lower on travel. And so what we started with was one of our teaching artists who lives closer came to Jennifer's classroom and worked with her students on large colorful paintings. They learned some composition, line design, and some techniques that we were working on to build their skills to move toward a larger public project like a mural. So I would say that they had three different interactions with the professional artist, and Jennifer's been able to continue those practices within her classroom and with her volunteer, who is also a professional artist who is retired and volunteers her time in the classroom. So it's really elevated their skills, and we're focusing on that so we have something gorgeous. We don't want the artist to come in and you know, be responsible for the majority of the mural. We want the students to begin working with Paul in May on the design and co-designing, and we imagine having two different options that the student, the artist, and Jennifer and I present to the city, and that we have the designs available for public review. Mm-hmm. We think it would be fantastic to get community buy-in by creating a dialogue about what other people imagine in this space. Thus far, as Mayor Kinn said, we've secured the Oregon Arts Commission Arts Builds Community Grant for $7,000. I am here today asking for $4,500 as a part match to those $7,000 in funds. And we have secured about $3,200 in in-kind donations from businesses in Lapine, such as Ace Hardware for the paint, a construction company for cones and safety to mark off the area where the kids will be working. I understand the Band of Brothers have already cleaned the area, is that correct?
And the NJOTC, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of the area has already been cleaned up. There was some debris there. We have the site, and I think the remaining in-kind donations that we're looking for is just some pressure washing of the exterior wall. And I think that's about it. And maybe if we can get a construction crew to prep, it would reduce our budget for the teaching artist. So I think my last plea is that I think the arts are really important, and it gives everyone a voice, it activates community, and it involves youth in good citizenship practices. And imagine having your mark on a building that gets to live there. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And to be able to show different people in areas that you hang out and family that come to town. But also, you know, you never really know how you touch a kid. And I think those things, you know, really are seeds that are planted that grow inside of all of us. And so I really imagine multi-generation, you know, ages participating in this project. So that we can help the city of Lapine move towards seeing the arts as an economic driver, as a way to drive some vitality downtown. I moved to this area 4 years ago, and I think that Lapine has changed dramatically in just its aesthetics and what it looks like. I go to Crater Lake and come through here a lot, and now I come because of you. And I have to tell you, Bend is huge, and it's nice to be here. So I would really, really, Art Central is very invested in partnering with the city to help find different resources to have people come out here and do an evaluation or assessment so that we can see what we need to move forward with the council.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Council, any questions?
Yes. We have a branding team going on down here. You haven't decided on your murals or anything like that yet, or?
No, we haven't.
And have you, like, talked to them or anything, or, you know, because they're coming up with branding Lapine. I just thought it'd be an idea to touch base with them at least.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea, and maybe I can get that contact from you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. I think the more people, the more information that we have, we never want to come into a community and just
throw paint on
paint it up and leave. that's not what we're about. I mean, this grant is about building community and really spending the time on the front end to make sure that we're developing it well.
No, I think this is exciting to get the creative juices going, and whether they can become involved. I think it's wonderful for the kids. Mm-hmm. The opportunity all the way around is great. And just for the community to be able to have something to take pride in and to see, I think. I look forward to it. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I applaud you for taking the time and caring about, not only about the kids, but the city and what this is going to do for us.
I think about, because when I came in, I've been at Lapine Middle School for like 16, 17 years now. I'm getting old. And I was just thinking when I'm feeling, you know, seeing students with babies, it's kind of crazy. But I think of my students that could make an impact on a building here, and 10 years down the road, they're, you know, driving through and they're like, hey, I did that. And I think that, I mean, that just really strikes something. I think that's really cool that they could be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And future generations would want to be a part of something else that could be stoked from it. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Karen?
I think it could be very beautiful one day. There's a little town in Washington that has murals throughout their whole little town. It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Be cool.
Sure.
I remember going over to Silverton, and you turn every block in that community, and there's a mural on every wall, on the drugstore, the theater, the bowling alley, a lot of them over there, and they are incredible to look at. And then I'm reminded of Independence, Oregon, where they just tore down some old buildings, and here's this mural that's been behind this building for 65 years.
Mm. Wow.
And it's an old Pepsi sign, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's incredible that, you know, someday maybe this will be discovered long after we're gone with our biomass plant. So thank you for coming in and doing this.
And I guess I just end with one of the things about a mural is maintenance. And a couple years ago, they made a material that you apply on the exterior that really makes, if somebody were to tag it with spray paint or an indelible marker, it makes cleanup very easy. I would say about 50% less elbow grease to get it off. So we've had pretty good success with that, working in Bend with the Old Mill District, where we did murals supported by Nike in the tunnels along the river in that district. So they get tagged about, I would say, a lot in the first year, it's now going down. It's very easy to replace. So I think it would be something that it would only be nominal to replace it. Some probably volunteers.
Okay. My comments are sort of around the fact that what really thrilled me about it was the fact that this is going to get done through the middle school, and it's going to be the kids. I always had in my mind that, you know, this would be a mural that they designed, and it would be from the minds of these kids after they were taught some basic principles of art as a part of the artist in residence, which is Paul, I think you said he was, and that we you know, out of the minds of babes come.
And there are techniques, you know, the Nike murals were created by 6 to 8 year olds, and you wouldn't know it. And there are techniques, and you have fillers, and you have liners. And not everyone is a liner. And everyone can be a filler. And by that, I mean, you know, you can color in, and you can come back and touch up. So there are ways that every hand can participate, and it can be successful.
Well, I will say also that I'm awful proud of the council and our staff. When we started looking at the budgets and brought this forward, now we're in a realization mode of this really happening. And I think it'll give everybody pause to think about, you know, wow, that is good, or, well, it should have been, you know, all of the pieces that you'll see people will have ideas about, and it will propagate. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a great opportunity. So thank you very much for coming this
thank
evening,
you.
And we will take a discussion and have a vote. So,
thank you.
Any further discussion, council? Hearing none, then I will ask for a motion to approve the request for Arts Central of $4,500 to move forward with the partnership mural that we've got involved in.
So moved.
It's moved. Is there a second? It's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved unanimously, and you can work. I'll help you work with staff to, okay. Or the connection anyway, to.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time.
And thank you very much for coming all the way down here.
No, it's not that far.
Our next item on the agenda is the funding request for the bicycle fix in station.
I'm not sure. I'll give everyone a quick reminder of sort of the path that this item was taken. I believe it was on the regular session agenda. Perhaps in February, and then it was at a work session with the council in March, and then it was also an agenda item at the Park and Rec board meeting, which I attended, as well as Scott Morgan, who's the original person who brought forward the request for a bicycle fix-it station that would be located on Park and Recreation District property, but would be purchased by a contribution from the city to the park district. The park district would secure procurement of the equipment and installation and future maintenance. So I'm happy to take additional questions if you have any clarifying remarks that you need or anything else on this. The original request from Scott Morgan was $1,000. I was told that he did bring up something like this at the budget meeting last year. The new figure that includes shipping of the piece of equipment, so allowing the park district to purchase the equipment and have it delivered to them for installation, is $1,151. So if Scott Morgan was here, I believe that would be the request amount for the bicycle fix-it station to be located over at the community center. I will add real quickly that the new chamber maps that are now available include a few bicycle routes that Scott worked with the chamber and the creator of that map to have included. And those routes start from the community center, which is in the heart of downtown Lapine, and where there's a place for parking, and hopefully in the future will also lead people to walk around and spend more time in Lapine. So, these funds would come from the tourism fund of the budget. There are funds available in the tourism promotion line item that would cover the fix-it station.
Okay. Council?
I think all we needed was the approval of the Parks and Rec to put on their property. We basically approved it last time, but we didn't have the okay, so maybe we could have word from them.
We handled that at the work session, indicating yes, the board was very happy to accept it on the condition that all of it was paid for, rather than just we're not in a position to make a contribution for the shipping. And so the original request was for $1,000, but if it could be increased to $1,151, that's perfect. We're ready to go for it. We're looking forward to having it.
All right, thank you very much. And that was Gary Gordon, chair of the Park and Rec District. Stu, any comments?
I think Don's.
Any?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to comment.
You're okay with it?
Well, we'll get there.
Karen, any comments or any?
I like it. We have bicyclists that come through La Pine and on a route, and I think that that will help them keep their bikes maintained. I was impressed that the Park District was able to take it on and maintain it and put it on a piece of land so that it could be useful. I'm wrapped around it. I like it.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the amount that was presented by Assistant City Manager?
$1,151.
Thank you, Karen.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Thank you very much, Council. And item number 16 is approval for city manager to hire public works manager. Staff?
Well, we're going to just authorize it. That should have read authorize. That's my mistake. We conducted interviews and are still in the deliberation phase and due diligence phase of finding out who the best candidate is. And so it does also a sense of urgency that we do hire a new public works manager. So we will need to do so before the next council meeting. And so this agenda item is authorizing the city manager to make a hiring decision.
Okay. Council, any discussion? Hearing none. All those, is there a motion to authorize the city manager to hire a public works manager?
I so move.
Thank you.
Moved and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And opposed? It's unanimous. They approved. A discussion on county property 51680 Coach Road transfer to city. Finally.
Finally,
we hear this.
Well, yeah, we didn't even think it was that big of a deal. They just asked us a couple months ago if it's something we want. We drove by it. And, this is a former county public works property they had over on the Coach or Coach. Is that Coach? Or
Coach.
Coach. It's across from the high school and middle school and all that. You've all seen it. And it's between Huntington and the schools. And it's surplus property to them. They obviously have a big yard over here. The Frontier Days has been using it. I have never been in the building itself. They've been using it for tents and things like that. So basically Chris Doty called and asked me if we wanted the property, they would just give it to us because they have no use for it. I think I would recommend that we have a phase one environmental audit done.
Have a what?
A phase one environmental audit. You don't want to ever take gifts from people when it involves land, especially a public works department.
I thought about that.
Because in the old days, you know how you changed oil.
Yep.
You don't know your own. So I think we should do, and you normally need the buyer, you know, it's something we'd have to find. It's going to cost us a couple thousand, but I probably should go get a phase one, and then it's going to address some issues, because I can tell you it's going to
say some things, and then we can kind of talk to the county. So it's not as simple as, so I think tonight isn't, it's an approval to buy it if we reach agreement type
just
thing.
Discussion.
Yeah, you don't, even be act fact, it could be a discussion.
That's what.
So if you guys are, if it's something you'd like us to move forward on and spend the money on to look at it, then the next piece is, of course, having a lease. It could be a dollar, but with the Frontier Days, and do they have control? You know, the devil always is in what?
The details.
Is the building theirs? Do they insure it? Probably not, which we don't need insurance if it burns down, but we want to make sure we're not held liable if it burns down as a building owner, because it burns up the tents and things. So, you know, we just want to, we're a government, and we have to be a little more official on things. But I think it's safe to say that it's been used by them. We have no use for it ourselves. We have nothing to put in it. So it would be kind of a community-based thing. We don't want it to become a junkyard or anything else. You know, keep the weeds down. We'll go see how much extra room's in there.
Yeah. It's located within our urban renewal district, and it's, you know, near Huntington and schools. And so it's in a desirous location that the city could, you know, have some creative ideas, maybe through the Sustainable City Year program,
yeah,
that they could work with that. So just something else to keep in mind.
Could be, when you got garage doors, what we just had a discussion a minute ago, what goes with roll-ups, art, and little art galleries and things. You could do some things down in the future. So I looked at it as having a property and a building in the downtown for free. Yeah. If we can do it, it's probably not a bad bet. There's really no downside. Just make sure that, you know, we're not inheriting a something that's major. If someone dumped a little oil out here, then that's not a big deal. It's, so.
Okay. Council, any comments?
So we're basically giving the approval for you guys to
move forward, right,
to discuss, yeah, it, to look at it.
Yeah, and spend some money. We'll have to get a phase one done.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll keep you informed on that, Luke. The title, this was a discussion. So in general, if you guys are giving us the direction to pursue this, then that would be.
Okay. Is there a motion to, did anybody else have any comments? If not, I'll ask for a vote. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just on a roll. Okay.
All right. You're doing good.
I'd like to urge everyone to, you know, approve the us to move forward with it. But, you know, it's the doors, this building is probably, if we do move forward with it, the building really should come down. I was in it last couple months ago, and it looks like an old volunteer fire station that those doors have been hit at least 10 times, and they don't lock. They don't
stuff.
Yeah, so the inside is just, yeah. But I would urge us to move forward with it.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to authorize staff to move forward and expend the funds necessary to make a decision about acceptance?
So moved.
It's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
It's opposed. It's unanimously approved. Well, what, I'm having trouble. Okay, so, wow. We're pretty good here. Other matters. We will get to those now, and it's a bond council process.
Okay. Pretty easy. We had to have bond council. You got a sheet with the prices on it. High was $25,000 and $16,500. And Marceau Shannon out of Portland, they're all Portland firms, $13,500, so it was about half. And Jeremy talked, had a conference call with the folks, Mr. Shannon, who's been there for 30 years or something. Anyway, they've done tons and tons of bonds for probably every jurisdiction in Oregon, if you look at the list. And that's, of course, you know, the one that's going to save us $675,000. And I want to get that done before the rates change, which we're okay right now. But the bank keeps bugging me, so they'll handle the legal side of it for us. And Jeremy will have to do a little bit. So we may spend a couple, $3,000 with Brian Lovell and Jarvis, too. So, you know, we may end up with $15,000 to $20,000 in it. We're all said and done, but we're saving $675,000.
Okay.
So if you guys would authorize us to hire Marceau and Shannon LLP for the bond, as bond counsel.
So moved. It's been moved. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Further discussion, hearing none. All those in favor of authorizing city staff to engage with Marso and Sello Bonding Council? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, thank you very much. Now, we have the other added agenda item of separation agreement? Is that what that says?
No.
Or is it direct drilling?
Where's that? I gotta find that paper.
They're both added agenda items.
Oh, you know what? I think they're in here.
I'm looking for something else. Where was that? Oh, I got it. Okay.
We're doing the item that he mentioned, Karen or Kathy.
Okay.
Yep, that's gonna get added. We're doing the separation agreement.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they all got the other paper out, so I was like, make sure you don't have anything on this.
No.
We had an executive session.
Ah.
This is deals with Scott Perkins. We need a motion to accept his resignation and authorize us to contribute $7,518 to an agreement that he would sign that would release all parties.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
It's moved.
Second.
And second. Discussion, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved.
And just so the people don't, you know, others you wonder, what was all that about? I think it's when the districts came here, they had a different retirement, they had a different sick use system and how much they could save up. And then employees transferred here, and he transferred with several hundred hours of sick leave in that organization. Sometimes paid off, sometimes didn't, then it was depending, I'm not sure. But different people were paid off over time, and Scott had all this extra leave that he'd never used. Ashley used hers, you know. So anyway, that's what that's about. So we talked to Scott about how to settle that out, and so we did a compromise on that, and that's what that's about. And Scott gave us 6 months' notice, and it's been going great, and he'll be here another 5 weeks or something like that.
Okay, now we'll move on to the contract with direct drilling.
What you have in front of you is two written bids, quotes I should say, for some drilling and installation of 3-inch sleeve at driveway entries and road crossings for the First Street landscaping project. When ODOT did the work up there, there was the impression that the sleeves would be left in place in the proper place for the landscaping contractors to move in and be able to utilize those on this project. So this was one of those unexpected surprises that came up less than a week ago, not too long ago. And so to keep that project moving forward, the city, what you have are, like I said, two written quotes, and then a couple of other verbal solicited quotes that Eric Huffman and I and Scott Perkins and Rick Allen discussed via email. So essentially this is hiring direct drilling to correctly install those sleeves to keep the landscaping project moving forward. I believe they, with authorization of this, they could be there working on Friday. That's correct.
So I'd just like to know what the sleeves are. I mean, what we're talking about here, I'm looking at them.
It's to run conduit, I believe. What about Eric? Yeah, Eric, city engineer record.
Thank you, Eric.
Sure.
Eric Huffman, city engineer. And so the sleeves are the 3-inch pipe that goes underneath the driveway. There's two concrete driveways, and there's one that goes underneath blue wood. And there's another one that goes underneath the ODOT access to Highway 97 from their yard. So there are four sleeves that would be 3-inch in size, and those would contain a 2-inch irrigation pipe inside of them. So this is just a method to get the pipe underneath those crossings. There are sleeves that are that were put in, however, they are too deep, and they are located underneath the sidewalk, so they are not accessible.
Oops.
I sent an email to kind of one of the project managers on that today. It's one of those things we just have to do, because the person has a contract on the landscaping is here, and he's from the valley. So basically, you got to keep them going, or else then again, it goes down to dollars. And so we got to settle it. It's got to be done. However, the contractor was supposed to sleeve it in. I think they know, most people in this room know, if you're going to sleeve a driveway or anything, you go a couple inches underneath your concrete that you're pouring, and that way someone can get to it. Well, you don't put a couple feet deep below it. And obviously, they just threw them in a hole that was dug, and in some cases, forgot them. And it was required, and the price we got for that. Called that additional charges when ODOT put in the lights, they paid for that and added it up. You know, he estimated this at about $225,000, and ended up being, but if we had done it that way, about $400,000, and they had $30,000-$40,000 move-ins and profits and everything else, and that's what you do with an add-on with an ODOT project. So I have requested to ODOT that A, you know, who should pay for this. And B, if it's us still, but that's shoddy work, and I use the word basically, that's, you know, they know where to put a sleeve. The sleeve was for landscaping and electrical. They know that. And you don't put that several feet down. And to me, when you're charging the amount of money, top dollars, for these projects, then they need to give that kind of service. And I think that often these guys just get, no one says anything, they get a pass. So we're going to... pursue it the best we can. Again, it's not, something we can spend the next year and litigate, but it's just something that we at least want them to know that didn't turn out the way it was expected and or it should have been.
Okay. Any further discussion, council? Thank you, Mayor. Hearing none. We're going to do both of these, or just
it's
one?
It's just the lump sum, $9,190, what's referenced as the base proposal to keep this project currently in motion moving forward.
And that is?
That's on the very first page, front page.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so I make a motion to award direct drill the sum of $9,190.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you for pursuing it too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are now at public comment. Hearing none, I will move to staff comments.
Do you want to tell them maybe in our 2 weeks we're going to have the continuance for what else to give our warning?
Sure.
There was another one. Besides ODOT.
That's the sidewalk ordinance?
Yes.
And we'll be discussing
that.
So,
because that's a complicated one. So.
Sure. Well, I'd like to maybe give a heads up to the council regarding the next couple of weeks in terms of what's going on. So there's going to be a planning commission meeting on April 20th where they will be discussing several, if you want to call it, high profile issues that Tammy's been working on diligently. I'll make sure all of you are sent that agenda. You're welcome to ask staff any questions that you have on those prior to that meeting, or feel free to attend. There will also be a special meeting with the Planning Commission on April 26th, that's a Tuesday, the day before the council work session on Wednesday 27th. That will discuss text amendments, so similar to the ordinance amendment that came before you tonight, but not the same. It hasn't been in front of the Planning Commission yet, so this will be discussed by them on the 26th, and this is regarding indoor agriculture and the growing of indoor agriculture within the city of La Pine, most notably within the industrial zone, but
that is running its course. That'll be lots of new crops are popping up around.
Yeah. Yes. So then there'll be a work session with the council on the 27th, and there will obviously be a continuation of the discussion on ordinance 2016-03 regarding the text amendments that came before council tonight. So there will be a continuation of that hearing. ODOT will be coming down to discuss a multimodal slash transit opportunity within the city of Lapine. So that will be an interesting discussion. I'm pretty confident Gary Farnsworth will be down here.
Oh, yeah, Gary will be.
So,
right, I can push it down.
Yeah. And then there also will be on the agenda at the work session on the 27th discussion of an ordinance that has been before the Public Works Commission probably 2 or 3 months ago at this point. It's kind of sat idle as other things took priority. But this is an ordinance requiring maintenance of sidewalks in front of properties by the property owners. So whether that is landscaping, as in mowing lawn of a streetscape, or whether it's plowing sidewalks of snow in the winter, that ordinance will be on the agenda at the work session for discussion with
Very
the council
good.
On the 27th.
That's
so
good.
With hopefully a May vote, but that's one of those ones that, of course, you'll see it as well, the work session, so you'll have it. But we want to approve it in May before grass starts growing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Well, that's right. And I hear everything you say.
I think the only final thing I would say is that after the budget hearings in May, it is on my list to resume some scheduled time for code enforcement and looking into those issues. I have followed up on a couple that have been resolved, including the trailer that is no longer there parked on Morrison that we sent some letters on. I've also received a couple of new complaints that are on my list to follow up. So I hopefully anticipate some more time in about a month to pick up on those. So stay tuned for an update.
I would say, yeah, so if you give us this next month, basically, until we get the budget done, then it's not so bad. But what we're telling groups are because he's learning the budget, and we have to be left alone to work on the budget. So next Tuesday we're going to spend several hours, and our CPA will be here. We went through once and done, but we got to go through and double check. And you know, even tonight some decisions you made on the arts, and now we're going to spend $4,500. So we're going to have to change the numbers there, and that affects carryover just in that line item and all of that. So it's a jigsaw puzzle, and we're going to go through and work on that because we need to have that done in the next couple weeks. And Corey's going to do his first budget message, so he's got to go through. That was going to be his weekend project, but I'm not sure that we got very far. You haven't told me. I don't think you were.
I'm letting the suspense build.
All right. So, you know, you can win a contest if you have the best budget, and I didn't want him to try to do that until I was heading on a year, because, you know, he was going to go out and try to beat sisters out. Gets his budget award every year, and I said, you know, the mayor would really like that before he retires in a couple of years if he runs again. And so that's going to be Corey's goal, will be the 2018 budget will win the state award for graphs and charts.
I will keep you at it.
But we are very busy with, you know, what we're trying to do is you've got to keep these ODOT things going because, you know, they're driven by stuff and things that you have to do, and then there's so much coming with land use stuff and just planning, and you know, so things like housing and some of that there's a hearing coming, but we just can't get into all of these topics. It's just not possible, and so we're trying to do core things that we know we have to do in the time that we can do it, and then everyone wants you everywhere, and from here to Matters to Bend to Redmond to Sisters to Grindville. You know, so we are being more particular. So you can send invites, but don't get your feelings hurt when they're rejected. Not because we don't love you, not because we don't want to be there, but we got to work on the budget.
Okay. I would like to add one thing that's been running parallel with the budgeting process and is frankly connected to the budgeting process for next fiscal year, starting July 1, is the Sustainable City Year program that Megan Banks, the director of, was at the work session in March, I believe. It feels like it was longer than a few weeks ago. She was here. I've been coordinating with her because she is filling out a grant application with the Ford Family Foundation to receive the one-for-one matching dollars that she said was available for the city of Lapine and the city of Sisters, which are two new pilot cities, pilot projects for next year. Usually this program services larger cities, so this year they're working with the city of Redmond, which is 27,000 people, and that's the smallest city they've worked with so far. However, their mission is to serve all cities across Oregon, and so Megan and I are working on that. She should have the application in likely tomorrow or Friday. As we're preparing the budget, we have been able to include up to $40,000 in the contracted services section of the general fund, so that's allowing the flexibility to participate in this program to spend up to that. The details of which classes will participate, the exact figures of the cost for those are not yet ironed out. So this is still playing out, but I just wanted to give all of you an update that we are moving forward on that.
Okay.
And two other things we're doing, which we're just starting on, is one, and we have our contractor row in the back. I mean, engineer row. Those little engineers back there. And last time, the younger guy from Lapine, he's an engineer, he's got to introduce himself because he left last time before he got to, correct? But he's a high school grad here from Lapine. And go ahead, if you'll let him spend 30 seconds telling him it's neat to have a Lapine grad. The company he's working for.
Is this on?
It probably was on, so
here. How about now? Yeah. Okay. So my name is Benjamin Ewing. I moved to Lapine when I was 4, 1997. I graduated Lapine in 2011, went to Oregon State, graduated in 2015 with a degree in civil engineering, went to work for Parametrics, which is a land use civil engineering firm in Bend, and that's where I've been since.
So one of the things we're going to do is unrelated to him, other than Parametrics has been circling around trying to find business, and Anderson Perry, who's over here, you know, they're trying to divert him off. Eric's just kind of, you know, trying to get his piece of it all. And then throwing a few more, we got engineers, they become very interested when they talk about $15-20 million projects. They just kind of show up. What we're going to do, and it would help us a lot, we talked to Jeremy tonight in between our break, there most cities or licenses, actually I don't know most, but plenty of them, they have preferred providers or preferred people, professional services. You can do it for surveying, engineering, landscaping, and architects. So each time, we say we need some $5,000 job with an engineer, we don't have to go out for some proposal. We spend time screwing around with that. So what these other cities do is they put out, and we're going to do that in the middle of our busyness here, but we'll put out a request. Then all engineers, architects, would like to become our preferred. We'll interview, and we will come up with a list of four or five or three or four engineering firms that we're comfortable with. Then when a project comes, we need a road done over here. We can call Parametrics and say, let's talk about this. What would you charge? And if we don't like the price, we go to the next one. But we don't have to go out. It meets the law. And this is what cities do. And some of them have two or three pages of these. They'll have, we don't use architects a lot, but maybe we want to get a landscape architect. Some of these things. And then we'll do like a three-year list. So then Corey, again, is trying to save staff time. We don't have to go through all of this. And actually, Anderson Perry suggested this too. It's something that a lot of cities do. And so I don't know if Sisters has a list like that or not, but
no.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that. No. But anyway, if you think that, but I think that's the way to go. Try to make it easier on the transition, and we've needed to do it for a long time, just haven't had a chance to do it.
I think we're growing up.
Yeah. And there was one. Oh. Then a little bit along, one of the things that needs to be updated, when Mayor Shields was here and all, they did the procurement with when we're buying things. Our limit is that we can just kind of go out and do is $5,000. Well, we didn't have sewer and water then, and I mean the state minimum is 10, and it's just because the ordinance was passed in 08, 09, It's now 2016, laws have changed, and so we need to change again how much we can go out direct. And then the other thing we will do is we can do a direct appointment of these types of services and things. We'll, you know, you'll know about them, but that's what people do. The state law lets you go up to $150,000 on engineers and things because they're professionals. It's kind of like going to a doctor. You need to hire who you want doing the job. Price is part of the discussion. If we go bid a pipe, right, the price is more of the issue. When you're hiring a professional, like you hire your attorney or you hire your doctor, that's an issue. But equally or more important is their experience. Can they do the job? So under this whole process, we'll be able to do more things efficiently. It's just, again, we grew and it's now been lots of years. So that will probably come, may not roll in here until July. But we talked to the law firm about putting that together and updating this, and they say we need to. And they just finished it with one of their cities, so they're going to send us a draft actually quickly because they've already done the work. And so look for that. And we were talking about maybe raising the minimum to $20,000, and anything above it requires a vote of the council. And Matters just did it to $25,000. There's cities that are higher than $100,000. It can be all kinds of things. But you have to, you know, you sign the bills so you know what's going on. And if they start signing something they shouldn't.
Will that come to a work session first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's needed to be done for the last couple of years. Again, we're trying to think of these things. It's things that we need to operate more efficiently, smoothly, and we've probably, you know, fudged on it a couple of times. We want to make sure that we're, you know. So that's it.
Okay. If that's finished with staff, then we'll go to council comments. Stu, I'll start with you.
He's moved in.
Thank you. Go Beavers.
All right.
Karen?
What? Oh, I thought that was your... That's usually your sign-off.
Well, did make the trip over to Seneca to the biomass plant. Very interesting. And very clean. I was impressed with how clean it was. Very well organized. They do slap your hand if you're trying to take pictures. Experience that firsthand in a fun way. But I think, you know, the best thing that came out of that trip for myself was the number of employees. You know, you think of a plant that creates electricity or something, and I know we have all these engineers who are back there probably going, yeah, one person, two person, you know, that's it. Well, you know, they're correct me if I'm, but I think they were talking about seven.
Well, more than that.
Was it more than that? Because...
No, I thought once the facility was built, there'd be 7 to 10 or something for the 24-hour shifts.
Right. But, and the person that was running the whole thing that looked like, you know, NASA's launch center was a graduate from the local school there. And they brought him over from the lumber mill. And it was something that they taught him, and he learned it right there. So that's another example of an opportunity for, you know, our local youth to come back and stay here in the community. You know, so that's a plus. I won't get into my thoughts on the negative side because that's, you know, that's my personal opinion on it. But it was very informative and interesting. Now I'll say go Beavers.
All right. Karen, how about you? Nothing? Kathy?
Just a couple of things. I want to thank staff for the business licenses. I really appreciate that list. I've been wanting that for a long time. And also, I attended a genealogy meeting at the Senior Center, and they were talking about how they've always gone in and cleaned up the cemetery on specific times, and I told them that with the city involved now that we would be glad to have their help and try to keep them in the loop on something that they could participate in. So not all of them can, but there were a few that would like to. So I thought that was nice of them.
They could work, our new public works director, to get them on board. Those are some of the things that we will want them to work. And I had a call, Fred called the other day, someone didn't like Corey's new rules. But they want to put a monument.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are tough discussions, but it was handled fine. We worked our way through it.
Thanks, Patty, for the list of the business licenses. And then in terms of the volunteering out there at the cemetery, yeah, I think something that we'll work towards, maybe fall of 16, an organized cleanup day out there. I've already been in touch with the county juvenile work crews, and Jim Smith's the gentleman who runs that, and he's already had county juvenile work crews out there cleaning up, which is good, especially, you know, coming right out of winter because there's a lot of limbs down and things like that. But I would like to see at some point in the future a designated cleanup day, and so we certainly would let them know when that was and make sure that they were able to attend. So thanks for the insight, Kathy.
And just to add to that for a second here is the Band of Brothers has a cleanup crew and have been doing it for years. They bring their quads out and their trailers and, you know, their Maddoxes and, you know. So that'll be a great a group that can work with the public works director to establish, let's talk about a clean the cemetery up. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, along the cleanup line, the mayor cleanup day is going to be June 4th. And we teamed up with him for Shine on the Pine. So there will be signs all over the city. And we're going to have more people than ever. So we're looking forward to that. And Corey answered my other question about the nuisance ordinance. So I'm good to go.
Okay, mayor's comments are strictly, I thank the council for a moving forward meeting this evening and the staff for all of the pieces that they're entangled in. And I see the successes coming out and we're continually moving forward. And this part about growing up is just, you know, those things come. So I think we can be pleased about how we're moving forward. The only other thing was there is a, what is it, arts?
Night of the Arts.
And I encourage you to go. They've got all of the schools coming in. They're doing their singing, their instrument playing and everything. It's at the high school. It's on the 28th at 6 o'clock at the high school.
She's going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
My mom's like the main organizer of it, so I know.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be really cool. Ms. McGee's class, the teacher who's here, her class is gonna have all their art on display. Yearbook will have pictures on display, so the school photography. Both choirs, I think, will be singing from middle school and high school, and then the band will be playing. And then there's going to be like a dinner, like that'll be catered again by Cassetta De Pasta over here. So it'll be really cool. It was really great last year.
Yes, it was.
And so.
And that's April.
Yes.
Yeah. April what? What's the date again?
April the 28th at 6 o'clock. And Vicki and I went last year and it was marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. So I encourage everybody to come early because you'll seats run out quick. So. Thank you very much, and that's all I've got. So if there's nothing else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to.
Who? Second in? For adjourn.
Yeah, I got a.
Okay.